Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menashe. Today, we're talking about sectors of the economy going in opposite directions. But first, if you like what you're hearing on the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, go tell two friends today about the show. Show them how they can easily subscribe to the show on any one of 14 different platforms. Don't keep all this goodness to yourself. Spread the love around. We are back. Today, we're talking about sectors of the economy going in opposite directions. The broad economy seems to be performing strongly, but we are also seeing signs of weakness in new home construction at the very same time. The root of this is money. On today's episode, we're going to follow the trail of money and see some of the factors that are influencing the housing market. We're going to eventually see this slowdown reflected in the macroeconomic numbers. The new construction segment, which includes home renovation, currently represents 3.5% of the total economy. At the peak in 2006, this sector represented a little over 6% of the economy and fell to about 2.5% of the economy by 2011 at the bottom of the market. The current slowdown in new home construction represents a bit of a dichotomy because there's still strong demand for housing. Many primary markets have been reporting seller's market conditions with multiple offers and bids over asking price for quite some time. And that's certainly been true in my home city of Ottawa, Canada, and it's a story that's been repeating itself all over North American major centers. In recent months, however, we have seen a slowdown. Much of the new product coming into the market has been at the higher end of the market. The strategy's been pretty simple. Infill developers buy older, large properties in expensive neighborhoods. They then subdivide the property into two or more parcels, bringing the cost basis for the land per unit down to a lower number that actually works. The new product is typically a luxury executive home, with affluent professionals looking to downsize as the target market. And these homes are often selling in the $800,000 to $1.2 million range, and when they sell, the profit margin to the developer is strong. The problem in the housing market is simply affordability, which takes us to the discussion of following the money. We're going to examine four headwinds that are affecting the new home market. So number one, we've had a significant run-up in equity markets over the last couple of years. In many cases, investors in the stock market have taken profits off the table, paid the tax, and invested the residue in a new home. Not a bad outcome overall if you time it right. The global fall in stock market valuations in recent weeks will take that source of excess cash away. As equity market uncertainty takes hold, people will be less inclined to make major investments even if they have the cash right now. Number two, construction prices have increased significantly in the past year. We've seen labor prices go up. The softwood lumber tariffs introduced in March have increased the cost of softwood lumber by about 25%. That increase is being offset by the large inventory of softwood lumber available domestically. We're now starting to see lumber prices start to moderate a little bit in the last couple of months. But steel prices are also up, largely due to the global trade negotiations that are attempting to give U.S. steel manufacturers greater market share on a global basis. Number three, we are seeing interest rate increases, of course. Bank financing is the number one source of money for new home buyers, and higher interest rates are impacting the affordability, in particular at the entry level of the market. Millennials who want to buy a new home are finding that home prices have increased faster than wages, and builders are having a hard time delivering new product in the market at a price point that works for entry-level new home buyers. The land is too expensive, material prices have risen quickly, interest rates are up, and many cities have introduced impact fees, which further add to the cost of new construction. Builders want to build. They're genetically programmed to build houses, but they won't do it if the numbers don't work, and right now, building entry-level product, it's hard to make the numbers work. Number four, many major markets have seen a large inflow of foreign capital into real estate. The largest source of foreign buyers over the past few years has been China. The Chinese government has strengthened enforcement of capital controls, and the outflow of cash from China has dropped significantly. Much of that cash was going directly into real estate as a safe haven investment. Most of these purchases have been cash purchases. An inflow of capital was very strong for the first 5 months of 2018 and slowed significantly in June and has not picked up since. We can anticipate that this source of foreign investment is not going to reappear anytime soon. So that's some demand that's just evaporated overnight. So for those real estate investors who are looking to speculatively build new product targeting residential home buyers, you need to pay very close attention to these headwinds and be sure that the demand is going to be there when you finally put the for sale sign on your new home. In the meantime, as you're thinking about that, have a spectacular day. Go make some great things happen. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow.